Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning into Rhema Remnant Radio, a broadcast designed with the minister in mind. Stay tuned for a special message from Elder LaVon Breland.
Want to work for a kingdom organization? Have regular phone and internet access? Have a creative mind? Willing to give God your best? Congratulations! You are qualified to join our team. Urban Glory Campaigns is a faith-based corporation for global leadership. Our organization aims to minister to industries, communities, congregations, and cultures that do not look to the organization because of its religious background, but to the principles taught by our founder that reaches the very hearts of mankind regardless of religious, political or socioeconomic backgrounds. With deep-rooted convictions, our message is a provoker of change. Experience the glory.
Coming to your community is the Word and Power-packed Rhema Group University meeting. Call 641-715-3800, extension 91120. That's 641-715-3800, extension 91120 for more info.
Thank you for listening to YouthSWAT Radio. This is Selena Olivia, President of Urban Glory Campaign. Airing tonight is a special broadcast. We look forward to our audience expanding globally and the glorious gospel and doctrine of Christ continually stirred in the hearts of kingdom leaders across the globe. If you would like to partner with us, whether it's with a monthly or a one-time contribution, we appreciate your giving. Visit our website at www.urbanglorycampaign.web.com and go to our partners page. That's www.urbanglorycampaign.web.com and go to our partners page. Stay tuned for tonight's broadcast.
Good evening. This is LaVon Breland, founder of Urban Glory Campaigns and host of YouthSWAT Radio. Letting you know that Jesus Christ is the Lord, and I am here with you live tonight. And I want to kind of give you just some commentary and pray with you and then prepare to head to Florida, where I'm going to be on an ecclesiastical journey doing some church work down in Florida. If you are in the Florida area, I would encourage you to come to the Church of God in Christ Central Florida call meeting. Or especially on Monday, I'll be ministering the Word of God there, and I would encourage all of you, those who are part of the YouthSWAT Radio listening team, to join me out there and tell me that you listen. Thank you again for listening. If you happen to be listening by Internet and you need to get off the Internet for some reason, you can dial 646-595-4877. Again, 646-595-4877. Well, I thought tonight I would kind of break in from the set of instructions that we have, kind of give a commentary on some things that the Lord has placed on my heart. I believe that we are coming together, ministers, in a new parallel, a new era, that we're embarking upon a new era in the spirit realm, and we have to be apt and prepared to really take hold of what the Lord has purposed us to do. And in doing so, I am promoting the advancement of believers and those in ministry to link up and network like never before. And we as a ministry have set some new standards and some new objectives and agendas to help bring forth that manifestation of a powerful network of ministers. And so each week you hear me coming on the radio broadcast, and I'm giving commentary and more so theological dialogue, something that doesn't happen between ministers on biblical terms. I don't just take you to chapter and verse, but I give you some insight behind the passage, some meat behind the matter because I want all of us to really get a greater understanding on why we do what we do. And so this broadcast is not a religious a Bible study. It's more than that. It's an opportunity for you as the minister to get some theological depth and some spiritual encouragement from others of the like precious faith, and just kind of get equipped of how you can advance in ministry. And so ministers are starting to do it, starting to see the picture. You should never be an island in ministry. You should always be connected because we're one body and we have one Father, one salvation, one baptism, and, you know, one Father of all. And there's one faith and there's one Father and one baptism. Amen. So I'm just delighted. I'm excited. I'm ecstatic. I'm like never before. Continue listening. This year we're dealing with three primary areas. We're dealing with doctrine, discipline, and discipleship. Doctrine, discipline, and discipleship. Next year we're going to have a whole other set of instructions, but this year we're going to really do that. And then in the summer of this year, you're going to hear some outstanding interviews that we've placed with some ministers in the local and international area. And we're going to be talking about what the Lord is doing in their ministries and kind of getting them prepared, getting us motivated, continuing to motivate the advancement of ministers of the gospel. And we cannot do that alone and idly. Idly or passively, I think is a better word. But we have to unite our efforts to go after the same causes. You know, my bishop is dealing with developing a culture of leadership within the church, and that is something that I believe we as the church need to emphasize, that we need to build leaders on all fronts, from the children all the way to the laity, from the laity to the clergy, and I believe that's not happening. However, it can happen if we begin to prioritize instruction in righteousness. And that's what we endeavor to do on this program, is to give a instruction, not from the sinner's disadvantage, but from the believer's advantage, and kind of speak to the powers that be, because it's those powers that be that affords us the opportunity to get into spheres of influence that I believe can really shape the outlook of the world and where we're going as ministers. Well, I'm not going to hold you long tonight. We actually started a little late, but I want to do pray for all the ministers of the gospel. And like I said, look on our Blog Talk Radio site and listen and see what you can see how you can get involved in this ministry. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day, knowing that this is the day that you have made. We rejoice and are glad. We thank you for another opportunity to worship you in spirit and in truth. I thank you for the privilege of being the founder of Urban Glory Campaigns and the Rhema of Remnant Radio, where we have the opportunity to collaborate with the remnant of faith and collaborate over instructions in righteousness. Now, Father, I pray that throughout this year, that the information that has been prepared and given in advance for the ministers of the gospel to feed and thrive upon will not return to us void, but will accomplish a collaborative effort in expanding your kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. Father, I also pray that every minister under the sound of my voice, that you would anoint their ears to hear what the Spirit says to the church, and that they would be so sensitive to be led by the Spirit and to know your voice and the voice of another they will not follow. I thank you, Lord, that physically, mentally, emotionally, socially, economically, that they will be in prosper and be in health even as their soul prospers. So I speak to the faculties of their mind, will, and intellect, their emotions, rations, and reason, And I charge it with the glory of God and the peace of God that surpasseth all understanding, that will guard their hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that you're giving them a revelation of who they are in Christ and what you have prepared for them to achieve in this dispensation. And I pray that this generation shall not pass until every plan and purpose that you have for their hearts be revealed. So, Father, as I make a journey into my native land, I pray that your spirit will go with me and continue to guide this organization in the excellence for which you have proclaimed it. Father, I also pray that every USWAT listener will know the intents of my heart, the love for the brotherhood that causes us to unite as one solid front of believers who will rightly divide the word of truth. Holy Spirit, I ask you that you would bind our hearts and knit us together, that people will read them not from ink of stains of sin, but the ink and the scripting of the Holy Spirit manifested in our hearts. I ask that you would bless each and every ministry under the sound of my voice, that you would give them clarity in their vision, provision, financially, even logistically, Father, even with people, Father, that as a result of them coming to resolve in their vision, you would give light to their path and provide sustenance for their soul and their endeavors. I thank you, Lord. And so, Father, I pray that if any minister under the sound of my voice is dealing with any physical ailment, that they will get a revelation of your word, that you sent your word, Jesus, as the word manifested, to heal them of their conditions. I speak to every infection, infirmity, inferno, anything that will cause dysfunction and dis-ease, I speak to it, Father. And I ask you, Lord, to heal their body and allot divine health for their life. Give them a sense of relief and peace in the midst of their circumstances. And, Father, if anyone lacks wisdom, let them ask of you who giveth liberally and abradeth not. Thank you, Lord. So, Father, I pray also for those who support each and every minister, that, Father, when they give to the prophet, with the authority that is vested in that name of that prophet, they too will receive a prophet's reward. Father, I thank you, I praise you, and I glorify your name for each and every partner of Urban Glory Campaign, each and every department that causes this ministry to function in the excellency for which you sent it. And Father, even the plans that we have for this program and for future programs to come, I thank you, Lord, that the illumination of your revelation will cause situations to be transformed and transfigured to your intent. And then I also pray, Father, that as we continue to build your kingdom on earth, you would hasten to your word to perform that which we need to know in our lives, to resolve in our hearts to fully trust you and serve you and to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I also pray for emotional setbacks and psychological dysfunction that prevents your people from prevailing in a crooked world. I thank you, Lord, that you have not given them the spirit of fear or timidity, but of power, love, and a sound mind. So, Father, you be glorified. You be edified. Father, we'll be satisfied. We praise you, Lord. We glorify your name in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I trust that whatever you set your hands to do, you will do. Listen to the radio broadcast on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Very soon we're going to incorporate Sundays again to kind of give you more information and kind of speed up some of the content so that way we can continue with our endeavor to deal with those three subject matters this year. There's a lot more on doctrine that you haven't heard. We're just into the second division of the teaching. We started with the introduction, and we have the dealing with doctrinal perceptions, developing the perception to obtain divine doctrine. And then we're going to get into sound doctrine, false doctrine, and we're going to deal with doctrinal development and doctrinal communications and things like that. We have so much more to do in doctrine that we're going to add another night to kind of give more information on that so that you can know what you need to know to be the best that you can be. And I encourage you to look in the future on our website for our new Enlightenment e-stores, because they're going to have much more information of how you can get not only the teachings from this broadcast, but the expanded versions that you don't hear on the radio program, because some of these teachings have other areas that I believe you are at a great disservice if you only download the product material from this program, because there's hours and hours of materials that we just cannot simply put all on the air. So I would encourage you to go to the e-stores, Enlightenment e-stores, and get the information on how you can purchase some of the ministry products, because I'm telling you, we are a ministry like no other. You will not get any other better material. And the amount of quantity of the material that we give on our things at the prices that we give them in all of Christendom. So I would encourage you to get involved and to continue to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, because your labor is not in vain. I trust that whatever you set your hands to do, you will do, because greater is he that lives within you than he that's within the world. This is LaVon Grillen, founder of Urban Glory Campaigns, host of use of Rhema Remnant Radio. Thank you for listening to tonight's broadcast. I will see you in the future. Next week, you're going to have the honor and privilege of hearing the president of our organization instruct for 2 weeks in the Word, whatever she sees fit to instruct on. And I do believe that she's going to continue at some point the Health, Divine Health series that is a vital series to ministers today. So I'm going to encourage you to listen and to get involved. And, hey, check out our website. You'll find out more information about our president, about our organization, and all that is going on. This is LaVon Grillen again, founder of Urban Glory Campaign and host of Rhema Remnant Radio. Thank you for listening to tonight's broadcast. I will see you in the future. God bless you and good night.